Well, I took out a quote, which I'm not sure if I got it straight, but it seems to apply to what we're saying here. True specificity is subjectivity conceiving itself as an object, and thus, you know, as any other object.
Well, I think what he means is that if you see, you see through yourself, right? The so-called subjective. You see through your mm-hmm. eyes, you see through your mouth, you see through your mind, the categories. Subjective. To get out of the subjective which you're in, that is, you can't see any other, the only way I can see is through my eyes, mm-hmm. It's the same thing, it's to make the specific details of one's life into a case. However you can do that.
Well, it seems to go from subject, it seems to pass through, you know, that kind of enclosure by seeing the self or subjectivity as a thing in the world, as any other thing in the world, but not...
Yeah, but how you do that is a real trick. Not so easy. You can't see that. I can't see that out of my eyes. I only see you right now. I'm looking at you.
Well, it might not be a physical perception, but it's a perception of consciousness. That you perceive yourself as in the world, maybe not just...
Yeah, but most of the time I just perceive my own preoccupations. Most of the time when I talk to someone, I don't even really see that person. I mean, that's an amazing statement, really, is all I'm trying to say to you.
It's a difficult kind of it's a difficult thing to get across, you know, or out of. But.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Spicer gets out of it by saying he's getting dictations from Mars.
Well, I was thinking back to your initial point of a language that would not be predominantly goal-oriented. That could be, I was thinking of Olson, that sense of a language as, speech, you know, in the instant rather than language as thought about such situation in the instant.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The reflection that consciousness both permits and augments as a context would be not necessarily would be lost in the other sense of speech, so that the again one knows from the activity of writing that the distraction of I am writing this is extraordinary, because then the reflectiveness that thought about the thought, begins to be very, very hard to deal with. It's like somebody really kibitzing and using a very distracting judgment as you're otherwise writing.
Like Kerouac, one of the beautiful things about him is he just writes.
Dig it.
Right?
So that our level of Burroughs's insistence that I am merely a recording instrument.
Yeah.
As someone might say with equal simplicity, I'm merely a football player. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
As I'm playing football, I'm certainly not thinking about playing football.
That's how you think. Oh, that's interesting.
About how can I, be a better Boy Scout or something.
Yeah.
So that either I know or don't know how to play football.
Uh-huh.
At that point.
Yeah.
So that I was...
Which makes for everything else.
I have a peculiar. See, again, I've only heard the instances that you've translated, and your preoccupation with them, frankly, gives them an interest truly in itself. And I know from other of your texts your extraordinary ability to use a range of contextual, possibilities. As you were saying last night, I'm a plagiarist, and very parallel to Duncan's point that he is, as he says, a MacDor, anything that's glittery and shiny, a particular agency for his pick it up. And the imagination, that again, thinking of that back to that one's own voice, it'd be awful to think of that as some context or imagination thereof that presumed that for each and every one of us was a voice that was utterly singular to ourselves. We get awfully lonely, in there, or that we're all speaking in different frequencies with extraordinarily different codes of information. So that uh, I Yeah, I'd always understood that as an agency which was particular within the limits of the organism. Which brings me to another question. I wonder what he meant by organic. Did he mean an autonomous system?
No.
What did he mean by growing as flowers and leaves? Or
he meant the opposite. He just meant, you know,
having a lifeness of its own condition or system?
No, I don't think he meant a system. I think he meant something as simply as relations. What do you mean by community?
Interrelations of person as collective.
Interrelations.
As a plurality.
As a non-enclosed system, if you want to use the word system. Lack of enclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is occurring, his lack of enclosure is occurring within the writing, rather than, say, in the community where you're dealing with the actual humans. And I was particularly interested with the notion of his notion, as you translated it, of materialism, and how he's using what as I got it, the phonetic, and then some other element that he's doing in the writing that creates what he's calling the organic panorama. And I found that very, in the sense of a painting.
Yeah.
Or like going to see Apocalypse Now. I mean, that's kind of that there's an actual theoretical that he's working with.
Yeah, I think there's an actual theoretical he's working with. I don't see what else. What are you asking? You're just commenting on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think by scientific, an earlier question of yours, I found it naive, too, because I'm 20th century. I mean, you know, come on. I think he means something very simple. I think he just means not concerned with neuroses. I mean, from what I can tell, because he constantly harps on the idea of, you know, the psychological gets in the way in this kind of Freudian
to be very glib,
or the
seems
lyric.
To have that sort of encyclopedist or category,
or otherwise there's a naivete there
the temptation is to put each that the psychological is here and the such and such is here, and again this is a peculiar statement from a man who wants it all in the same place. I can understand his dismay with the terms and the ways they have been socially applied.
Yeah. You're right. It is a trap because there is, you know, in fact, that's probably why I turned to lore at that point.
Would you feel
that? Was that he will not deal with fantasy in any way.
Would you feel the interview itself was an invention? I mean, but would it be credible that the interview was what we'd call
an invention?
Casually
put on? Yeah. No, not totally a put on, not a conscious put on. I think it has skew relations to the text, his texts.
And very probably to the people who are questioning him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, I think the texts are fantastical.
Yeah.
I mean, they're they're way crazy, and they're very, you know, emotional.
Yeah.
It's not scientific, it's not Robrier. Dealing with hot text.
Yeah, here. A little more parallel to Céline in that sense.
Oh, he's like a Céline. I mean, that's why I read the beginning, you know, because you can hear the rape scene. I mean, it's very hot stuff. I don't think the interview is put on. I think he means whatever that means, but he means what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I think at times he can even tell he's bored with the interviewers. He doesn't like them. He doesn't, you know, he's not giving at all. And I think it's when Genet talks about his work, it's very strange. It's strange what writers choose to say about their work.
I've been fascinated recently reading one biography, for instance, by H. Trevor Roper called The Hermit of Peking.
I heard about that.
I've been fascinated by agencies of extraordinary frauds, you know.
Yeah.
We're very dear to writers, you know, as a kind of charming you know, certainly peers of the realm, so that the not just the adroitness, but it's fascinating to know what the inherent imagination is at the center if there is such a center. Again, my training as person, let's say culturally and socially, are to quote get it together and be the thing you want to be, paying attention again, and get it into some integrated number, so that. X number of people aren't walking, all of them eyes, you know,
yeah.
that, Did you ever read a poem by Phil Wayland called Self-Portrait in Another Direction?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm still at, you know, that when he says all of them coming to all of them I, or Frank O'Hara's great work, In Memory of My Feelings, or also Second Avenue, or many Biotherm, many poems of his have this consistent preoccupation with the factors of identity rather than the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find remarkable in John Ashbery's work also.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And classically, one time in conversation with him, we were at a meager meeting, and we all were committed or signed up to give four-minute diatribes to this group of critics and editors on why poetry was worth their time and interest. And so each of us was confined to this four-minute interval. And because the whole situation was so out of kilter with one's usual habits, we each of us variously said something to this group. And I remember just after I said something, I couldn't truly clearly remember what I'd said, so I was sitting next to John Ashbery, and I sort of whispered to him, you know, was that okay? And he said, terrific, it was great. And then it kind of, you know, reassured that it apparently was okay. I then had the dumb impulse to ask him, because I couldn't truly remember, I said, what did I say? He said, I don't know. And I could dig it, man, you see.
Oh, that's, yeah.
If this man is capable of saying that, I'd have extraordinary respect for him.
I know
he thinks he's saying something, he's in the same old hole.
See, my real respect, honestly, for what he's saying is it has to do, well, I like the fact that there's this, you know, like, as I said, non-interest in self, you know, I mean, there's that. But also, I honest to God, what I really love is the kind of language used.
Yeah, I hear. That's your very active perceptions as writer. There's, like, materials here for Maximus.
Yeah, right. It's fabulous material. Yeah, right. It's fabulous. I love the word materialistic. I love the word. I mean, there's fabulous.
Yeah. It's a very useful proposal.
You see, I don't know. I don't, you know, I honestly am dealing with foreign text that I'm just.
Yeah.
So my guess is as good as yours.
I would translate in the same spirit.
Right. And I wouldn't, and I don't care in a way, I guess. Yeah. I don't give a damn who he really is, you know, in some ways, other than the world that's presented to find out about or what. You know, if it gets to a point of being boring, I'll skip to someone else.